dear people who keep company with God. Christmas is about joy. Luke 2:10-11. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The greatest birth announcement ever was one of great joy. Here's a sample of what the Bible reveals about joy. Jesus' desire and goal in all he spoke was for the joy of his people. John 15:11. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Joy follows our believing. Our believing releases or hinders joy. Romans 15:13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." 1/3 of the kingdom of God is joy. Romans 14:17. "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Joy is the fruit of God's Spirit within us. Galatians 5:22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace." Joy is the aim of everything the apostles did and wrote. 2 Corinthians 1:24. "Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy." Discovering the kingdom of heaven is finding a joy that makes you willing to forsake everything. Matthew 13:44. "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." God himself is our greatest joy. "Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy." Psalm 43:4. In God's presence is the fullness of joy. Psalm 16:11. "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Joy overcomes sorrow. Psalm 126:5. "Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy." And Psalm 30:5. "Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning." Joy is relational. We can find joy in our relationship with others. Philippians 4:1. "Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved." Joy is not a choice. It is a response. But your choices can hinder or release our joy. "In the dark times we walked through, I discovered that if I was going to be joyful, I had to let it happen." You see, joy, unlike unhappiness, which I love also, is not tied to circumstance. Joy is our birthright, yet joy does not always just happen apart from our involvement. You see this so clearly in the life of King David, Psalm 31:7. "I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul." In his worst moments, David let joy happen. When life hurt and when it was sweet, David made the choice to open his heart to the one who loved him. Here's how we let joy happen in our worst or best moments. Jesus lost all joy so we could have joy. He experienced anguish so we could have new life. You look at what Jesus has done. You embrace him and believe him. You become childlike. Being joyful is childlike. I pray this will be the most joyful Christmas ever for you. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.